Hello, and welcome to the T3 podcast on one of the saddest, oddest weeks in tech history. Not only has Steve Jobs, perhaps the greatest genius the modern tech world has seen, passed away, it's also a week that sees a T3 podcast with no Dan Maudsley.
Shock. Horror.
So, unfortunately, it's a very somber week. It's a week in which a lot has happened, and we're left with an anchor who everything he says sounds sarcastic.
Yeah, but Dan was too emotional, actually, to...
He's so emotional. He's in Hawaii sunning himself.
Dan's voice is too perky for what's happened this week.
He is. That's why, this is a limited edition.
Okay, fair enough. Well, coming up on this week's show, Apple launches the iPhone 4GS to a massive hail of meh. Xbox Live gets interesting. Well, more interesting. The T3 Awards are almost all over, or are all over, dependent on which day you're listening to this podcast. Joining me, shell-shocked and virus-racked, is Ree Morgan. And joining me, Tintin-like and annoyed about Find My Friend, is intrepid boy reporter Adam Munker.
That's me.
Welcome.
I've got a cold.
Welcome.
So, hence the virus-racked.
Yes,
not
in case...
I didn't
mean berry-berry or Ebola. You're not currently shitting your guts out across the floor. Or maybe you are. Your trousers are so tight, I wouldn't be able to tell.
They've started putting a lot of Tintin posters up on the tube now. And I'm entering the danger zone.
I keep thinking you've committed a crime and they're posters of you and they're wanted posters. And then I look closer and it's like, oh, it's that film that's coming out.
I see.
It's like, what's Adam done now?
Are.
Sex
it's,
pest.
It's going to be really bad, isn't it? People are going to start
tell you what, when,
taking the mech now.
It'll be right. It'll be fine once I get my check from Spielberg.
For your image rights.
Well, for my mo-capping. That, I that was the best 2 weeks of my life.
Okay. Now, all right. Well, first, Steve Jobs has passed away. And we, in case you're wondering, we talked about this.
Yeah.
And we decided we basically covered this when he stepped down from Apple.
Yeah.
And also, we kind of decided this podcast is just not set up.
No.
For sad...
We're just not sincere
discussions
enough.
About people dying. No. I mean, obviously... It is,
we are very sad,
other
yeah.
people can put it better than us. It is incredibly sad... For Steve Jobs, his loved ones, for his colleagues at Apple, for Apple in general, for anybody who's got an interest in tech, but we don't want to dwell on it, basically.
Yeah, it's been done a lot by other people.
Yes. And also, I spent all day yesterday traipsing around TV studios or sitting in gridlock between TV studios to discuss his legacy. And to be honest, I'm all legacied out.
Tell us what happened at Al Jazeera.
I'll tell you all that later, Ree, because that was a story and a half, let me tell you.
Great story.
But anyway, also this week, of course, as well as Adam being on the tube and me being on telly, we saw the launch of the iPhone 4S.
I didn't see it.
Do you remember that?
I was bedridden with the cold. The
4S. The iPhone 4S. Now, I would say that it now seemed small and insignificant to what happened on Thursday, but for a lot of commentators, it seemed...
I think it was all a bit of a letdown, wasn't it, the 4S? Mm. Everyone was...
Well,
I think
but was
everyone
it?
Was excited
this is the
about
thing.
It. And I think, for me personally, it wasn't that much. Because I don't know, HTC, they did a phone announcement yesterday. No one really cared. Mm. It was good. It was the HTC Sensation XL.
Yeah.
And, it wasn't a great announcement. It wasn't massive. It's a new phone. But no one judged it. But it's because it's Apple, the 4S, because it hasn't done amazing things all of a sudden. It's a good update.
My problem with this is a lot of people seem to forget that every single time they do a keynote and announce something, people are disappointed. Every time. It's the feeling in the office. Every time we stay late and do and cover it off, it's like people going, iPad 1, the same. People go, don't need that. iPad 2, it's not enough of a difference. It's like all these things go on to sell really well and people love them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, the sales almost seem completely disconnected. Do you think, here's the thing. Do you think that perhaps the reason is that for some reason, for this one in particular, expectations had been pushed up to an absolutely demented level.
Yeah.
That they could not. I mean, because we have the running joke on the podcast about, what should we pretend the next thing's going to be like? Rather than the usual, it'll be slightly bigger and have a slightly better camera. Yeah. If they had indeed launched a floating sort of self-aware pyramid with lasers shooting out of it that, could literally guess what you wanted to
a
do
fan,
next.
It had a fan in it.
Do you think that would have satisfied people?
I don't think
it would have, wouldn't it?
All people are upset about is the fact that it looks the same.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I think...
And it's not called the iPhone 5.
Apple fans... Like, I'm an Apple fan. I kind of admit it. You want to be able to sit on a train and for people to kind of go, oh, he's got the new one. Like, I think people...
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
We've done a poll online to say, what did you want or what do you want from the iPhone 5?
Yeah.
The biggest winning result so far is just new design.
Yeah,
people
right.
just want a new design.
So they don't want it to be better. They want it to be better looking, or at least different looking.
Yeah. I think if they'd have just shaved...
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
If they'd have just shaved the corners off and called it the iPhone 5...
Squared it off a little more.
People would be a lot happier than they are.
I've done some statistical analysis of iPhone names.
Okay.
I've discovered an interesting thing, because everybody was like, oh, we were expecting the iPhone 5. But do you know how many iPhones have actually been named after their place in the chronological, you know, numbering where numbers go up? There's probably a more elegant way of putting that.
I'm going to say six.
I don't understand the question.
One. Only one iPhone has actually been named after its place in the release schedule. Because the first one was called the iPhone. The second one was called the iPhone 3G. The third one was called the iPhone 3GS. The iPhone 4, see, that actually was.
The fourth one.
Oh, because it's the fourth one. Oh.
So why everybody was expecting the next one to be called the iPhone 5 when no other iPhone apart from the 4 had just been, it's always been the 3 plus something or the, you know.
I don't know why I said 6 because there hasn't
actually,
even been 6
no,
phones.
Yeah. That, I'd never thought of that before, but 3G, the whole 3, it wasn't the third one, was it? It was just it had 3G connectivity.
And then the next one was the 3GS.
No, well, we're all idiots.
Once again, I'm the only person who's noticed this. Everybody else is saying, well, we were expecting the 5. Well, why are you expecting the 5? Why were you expecting it?
Exactly.
You two?
Because everybody,
I want your report on my desk.
Everyone else said it would be the iPhone 5.
I thought it was going to have a 7-inch screen and it was going to have an SE.
Also,
and also it's iOS 5, but that isn't reason either because the iPhone 4.
With iOS 5, they're a bit less sort of we're going to piss around with this because I think they've just been called 2, 3, 4, 5.
But I do think
rather boring.
I do think people are expecting iOS 5 to match up with iPhone 5.
Well, I don't know why. To be honest. But anyway, the other thing that I was wondering was all the people who'd been saying that Apple would definitely be launching two phones and that one would be the 5 and then the one would be a much cheaper one that was going to go into... What all those people are strangely...
I don't understand that.
Everybody was so certain that was going to happen.
Yeah, why?
Apart from on this podcast. Where,
no, Dan thought it was going to happen.
That's why we've had to get rid of him.
Yeah. It doesn't make
any sense.
Only
for this week.
Because all they've ever done in the past is just keep selling the older one but make it cheaper. And that's exactly what they've done this time.
Yeah. I suppose the one thing they have done is they've kept the 3GS still going. But anyway, I've got the headline stats in case anybody was interested.
Let's do it.
Okay, faster dual-core A5 processor. The last one was an A4 processor. So I guess... If we're talking paper sizes, that means it's half the size.
Yeah.
But somehow twice as fast.
Same one as in the iPad 2.
Why are they making processors out of paper? I don't know. There's always something in every Apple launch that I love where they basically pluck a number from their anuses and everybody just dutifully reports it with no sort of... The graphics,
Now
sometimes seven times faster.
Seven times faster?
You will notice that. You really do. I'll tell you what,
seven?
If it was six times faster.
Why not eight?
When you're playing Angry Birds, you'll just be amazed by the beautiful crispness of the birds arching their way towards the house made of
speeds the gameplay up seven times so you almost can't play it.
Oh
it's just a blip.
I wish I had the old one back.
Can we slow down the graphics now, please?
It makes Angry Birds like Call of Duty.
Take it down to six.
But this is not where the speed ends, because I'm presumably 4S, the S does stand for speed.
Yeah.
Although we'll come on to that later, because some of you on the Facebook group had some quite amusing ideas as to what the S stood for. But we'll come on to that later. Also faster web connectivity. Now, this is another one where they activated the reality distortion field.
Yeah.
And they were saying it is a 4G phone. It's not got a 4G receiver inside it, but it's so fast at receiving data. We have decided to call it a 4G phone, and who are you to argue with us, is basically what they said. So,
and how much faster is that?
Two times. Well, you see, the problem is, that means it can theoretically receive data from, let's say, Orange twice as fast. But considering Orange's data moves about the speed of, I don't know, what's a really slow thing?
A slug.
Snail.
A slug. It doesn't make any difference. Like, were Orange's data coming incredibly fast, too fast for your current iPhone to be able to handle...
What would it do?
The new iPhone would now be able to deal with it.
Ah.
But it's... So... But theoretically, at least, it's two times as fast.
So basically, you need Orange's to be faster.
Surely, if it's 4G, it would be like all 4G in America. I was going to ask, what does that mean over here?
It doesn't mean anything
nothing.
Over here.
No, it means nothing over here. Apparently, in America, it doesn't mean that much in America either, because there's a lot of contention... in America, about whether 4G is actually any faster in certain areas.
They just made money out of just 4G.
4G just sounds good.
Yeah, it just sounds great.
It sounds quite hip-hop.
Imagine if we went up to 8G.
4G.
4G is my street name.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or it could be, you could have phones 4Gs. That would be like a hip hop phone shop.
Yeah.
Phones for G's.
Phones for G's.
You get me.
The way you said it, that sounded more like Jesus.
Phones for Jesus.
I thought you'd said Jesus the first time.
I had a couple of phones come around to my house the other day and asked me if phones. I was interested in Jesus. So I guess they were from Phones for Jesus. It was quite funny too. No, they were from the Jehovah's Witnesses, and one of them said, they always do this. They ignore what you say to them. Hmm. They said, have you ever thought if you lived by the idea of do unto others? Well, I don't know why I'm doing the Northern accent. It's to make them sound stupid. That's okay. Why I'm doing it. Have you ever thought...
you've just lost the Northern to make,
it's to live your life by the idea of doing unto others as you would like them to do unto you. Do you think that would be a good way to live your life? And I said, well, yes, obviously. And then they said, oh, well, you see, if you look in the Bible, it does actually say, if you see that there, do you see that? You should live your life by doing unto others... As you'd like converted. Them to do unto you. And I was like, yeah, I just agreed with you. Why are you, like, you're arguing with me, and I've just agreed with you. And then I said, anyway, and then it all went a bit.
Did it? Oh, no.
It all got a bit more intense after that.
But, I had a beautifully illustrated, hand-drawn kind of leaflet from Jehovah's Witnesses recently. That
did it say who really runs the world? Because that was the one they gave me.
I can't remember. It depicted heaven, and heaven... if you didn't know, is a very multicultural cruise ship where children are playing with lion cubs. So you go to heaven, you get lion cubs.
I don't know. I'm not sure health and safety-wise. I'm down with that.
Drinking juice and really? The kids are playing with lion cubs.
Oh, I quite fancy some juice.
That's something, something to shoot for, isn't it?
Yeah. At least it's not as bad as Heaven the Nightclub in Charing Cross.
No.
Okay, well, this is what you miss when Dan's hosting.
Should we talk about technology for a bit?
Yes, okay, so here's... Everybody was a bit underwhelmed by the hardware because it looked the same as the last one.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's faster, well, big deal. Oh, and the camera was much better. But the one... Okay, this was meant to be the killer feature.
Yeah.
Were you killed by this? Were you knocked out by this? Siri.
I think with Siri, bloody useless, but like...
It's going to be really fun.
It's going to be fun, but also as... just a proof of concept of like what you can do with technology. I think it's very impressive from what I can see.
Yeah.
It does seem to be very impressive.
It did seem to be working when they were showing it off. And I assume that isn't because there was somebody sat behind a panel with buttons to like make sure the correct thing was said in response. Yeah. The curtains are suddenly blown open and there's like a guy working all these levers. Everybody in the room like, hang on a minute, he's making that the sort of computerized woman speak to
on the phone, like
one man is Siri for every 4S that's sold. How was your day, dear? Oh, it's that I had to arrange a meeting, I had to reschedule someone's account.
Find something
before men in cubicles on wheels that I'm having to pull behind me who are doing all the lever pulling.
But like
Phil Schiller's one wasn't like that.
I know it was all in the video, so hyper edited and stuff, but I thought the most impressive bit was when the woman was like, what's the weather like in Manchester?
Yeah.
And it goes, not too
shit.
Bad. Yeah. Grey. But then she said another question, but she didn't say, what's the weather in London?
Mm.
She just said, how about London?
Yeah.
So it kind of remembers that you're in a little conversation with it, which I think is very impressive.
It's going to be like, thank you, iPhone. I'm going to start talking. If I get one, I'll start talking to the iPhone.
Like. Yeah. It did seem like a classic, like the sort of thing where Apple do it right, because a lot of my reaction to the iPhone 4 is based on then reading loads of message boards, mainly in the mainstream press, actually, rather than the gadget, the tech sites. And it was just hundreds of people queuing up to tell the world that they will not be buying this phone. They're perfectly happy with their current phone, which is usually a Samsung Galaxy S2. And one of the things they particularly said was like, oh, I had a Nokia 5 years ago that did voice recognition. And I mean, obviously, the current iPhone has voice recognition. But what none of them mentioned, and many of them were saying, oh, voice recognition, same as like when Apple pretended they'd invented video calling with FaceTime. But what none of them really mentioned was that up to this point, voice recognition has been utter crap.
Yeah.
Whereas this does look like, much as there's no way I'm going to start. I find it embarrassing enough actually just talking on a phone to a person on the other end.
Yeah.
Particularly in public. So no way am I going to start talking to my phone.
Siri, can you text my wife and tell her I'm not coming home?
Yeah.
And text my mistress and tell her I'll be there in half an hour.
That would
Siri has made a mistake.
Yeah. Oh, I've texted your wife to say that you're off to see your mistress. And was that correct, master? What? The mistress was master? I assume it was.
One new message. Read it out then. I don't want to.
I'm sorry.
You won't like it, Mr. Bunker. Yeah, actually, that'd be a good thing for testing the how good it is at analysing your speech, making sure a completely drunken phone call or a completely drunken instruction to it to get in touch with your significant other to tell them that you're working late.
Yeah.
Phone James, tell him I'm working late in the office. It just sends him that verbatim.
Yeah.
James? Why Siri, is he calling me James?
Siri, what's the best way to dispose of a body?
I bet it would know.
Calling the police.
It did have the quietly sinister tones of a sort of, if not a serial killer, then at least a serial killer's assistant, yeah. I thought. Yeah, no, because the current, I've tried to use as an experiment the voice recognition on the current iPhone.
Is it just to call people? Is that what it does?
No, it's supposed to let you look at web pages and listen to music.
Right.
But it doesn't, you just sit there and you go, call Adam Bunker, like clear as you like, in your best sort of I'm speaking to a phone type yeah. voice, and it'll load the T-Free website or it'll start playing Boom Bang A Bang by whoever that was by.
Start playing a Tintin trailer.
No, if only at least it made some sort of mental leap and did the right thing. It just picks something completely at random, usually if it doesn't even sound anything like the thing you've just said.
Yeah.
But this, much more impressive. Now, there was another app, obviously, yep. which I alluded to briefly, which they mentioned. Were you put out about this, Adam? Find My Friends. For people who don't remember, Adam, and I think we can all agree he was very brave in doing this, launched his own app.
He did, yeah.
A while ago, and it was called Flare Gun. And what does Flare Gun do?
Basically, you can... So if someone's coming to meet you, you go into Flare Gun. It only takes a couple of seconds, and then it drops a pin, and then you can send that location to them via text.
Uh-huh. And Find My Friends...
does it without having to do a text.
Does much the same thing in a more kind of fluid sort of way.
Yeah, I'm...
I mean, obviously, I don't want to intrude on your private grief as Apple wrecks your dreams yeah. of multi-billions. But I did notice that whereas your thing was called Flare Gun, which, if you think about it, is quite clever, but could mean any number of things, Apple adopted to call theirs Find My Friends.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, some people, I think, might find a bit more immediately comprehensible and therefore more likely to use. But that's
you
not really for me
to say.
Say.
Yeah.
Well... Flare Gun is still a runaway success. I'm still making about 40p a day.
That's pretty good. And you're young, so by the time you retire... Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Those 40p's a day will have added up to,
Here's the thing, right?
40 quid.
40 quid.
Find My Friends on the iPhone. You have to be friends with people who all have iPhones. Flare Gun, you can send a flare...
That is true.
...to any phone. Right. Buy it now.
Any phone?
Any phone with the internet.
Because if
it just uses Google Maps.
Yeah, if you haven't got the Google Maps app, it will just launch the internet when you click the link.
That is dashed clever. Actually, that is cleverer than Apple's thing. I take it back. I think this Find My Friends thing is going to flop.
Yeah.
Flare Gun is the way to go for me.
Yeah. I don't think it's kind of hard to measure a flop given it'll be built into the phone.
That's why they've done it, so nobody will know that it's flopped.
I feel more sorry for the Moonpig guys who've just completely been destroyed by the Cards app that they've launched.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, Moonpig? What is Moonpig?
What is this Moonpig? Yeah.
What is this Moonpig?
Yeah, they do personalised cards. Apple does personalised cards.
Apple have just gone, this is so weird for them, isn't it? Like, we're going to do cards now. Like, we're just going to print, we're going to be like a printing company as well. Where's that come from? Did no one else think that was really weird?
Really weird.
I don't know if anybody's ever used it. For years, you've been able to, through iPhoto, order prints and like little catalogues of
You have, yeah.
Really?
Like, you can do books.
I've never heard of a person actually doing that.
I know someone who does it.
Okay.
I mean, it's US only at the moment, but this cards thing does look quite like handy if it's as easy to make a card looks.
Yeah.
And get it sent out. Because I'm rubbish at birthdays and stuff.
I would kind of hope that designing a birthday card would be quite easy. I mean, all you need is you just take a black and white picture of, from the 30s of a sort of an old woman dressed in a very old style. And then underneath you put the phrase, she loved cock.
Yeah.
That is every single...
That's very funny.
Or I've just farted.
Yeah.
Or something like that. That's what every single greetings card is. Or, cock off, twat.
Yeah. Or just the word twat. Some of them are just abusive.
Do you remember when you used to get Christmas and birthday cards and they'd be like, oh, I love you so much. Hope you have a great day. That was rubbish those days, wasn't it? Like, now you want to be abused on your birthday or if you're leaving, you know.
Anyway.
A weird rant.
So now Apple's, facilitating that. It's okay, Dan will be back next week. Anyway, there were some amazing announcements, non-iPhone announcements. I noticed the iPod Nano now has new clock faces.
Sure does. 16 of them.
16, no fewer than 16 clock faces and a slightly revamped interface. And the prices of the iPod Touches have gone down slightly. The price the price of the 8 gig one, which is the one presumably nobody wants, or maybe it's to buy for your kids, maybe that's the idea. That's gone down quite significantly. Unfortunately, I didn't bother to type in the new prices. I can't tell you how much. But the one that people would actually want, like the 32 or 64 gig, they've knocked down the price by about £3.20. So thanks a lot. Oh, and also the pricing on the 4S is mad, isn't it? That's the other.
It's like it's the cost of an iMac.
Yeah, 700 quid, wasn't it?
Yeah, but no one's ever... Who's going to buy, like... Who's going to buy it without a contract? Do people really do that?
That is true, but if the base price is so high, and obviously Apple are notorious for screwing their partners.
I mean, the subsidised cost is still going to be high.
It means it's still going to be bloody high, I think. I mean, like, have I done this joke before? Like, Apple's partners are kind of like partner in the sense of somebody who's a cellmate to an extremely violent sex criminal.
I think you may have done.
Okay, if I have done that joke before, I apologise, but... They do seem to be partners in that sense. It doesn't seem to be a lot of give and take. It's basically like, here's this thing. You will sell it at the price that we instruct you to.
Just network sodomy.
Screw around with it in any way. Big Dave will be paying you a visit. Big Phil. Phil Schiller does look a bit like a porn star.
They just make O2 like wander around holding their like the inside of their pockets.
I don't know what that means.
That's what they do. Prison TV shows have taught me that's what you do. You have to wander around holding your partner's pocket.
To say what?
To say that you belong to them.
All right, that's nice. That's touching.
Oh, that's nice.
And they say romance is dead.
That's what I had to do when I was in the big house.
In this era of greetings cards that say twat, people say that romance is dead, but I think that proves that it's not. Anyway... Does anybody else have anything to say about the 4S? I think we've covered that as exhaustively as anything has ever been covered on this podcast.
My summary would be, if you've got a 3GS, upgrade to the 4S. If you've got 4, you're probably all right.
Yes.
Yeah. Or if you want an iPhone, get the 4S.
If you've recently dropped your iPhone 4 down the toilet and you were hoping the new iPhone would mean the old iPhone 4 would still be available and a lot cheaper.
Job's a good one.
You're shit out of luck. Because you can only get the 8 gig one, and it really isn't a great deal cheaper.
Oh, you can only get the 8 gig one.
Lame. Anyway, there has been some other stuff this week. So let me say this to you. Here is the news. Microsoft says this. A new era in TV begins this year where you become the remote controller and video, movies, TV and music become instantly searchable, easily discoverable and enjoyable in extraordinary and exciting new ways, all courtesy of Xbox 360.
What a retarded sentence.
Content providers from Love Film to 4OD to Muzu queued up like Apple fanboys outside Apple's Covent Garden store to mew about how pleased they were to be involved. The full list of channels that will be available on Xbox Live now includes the BBC, BSkyB, Vivo, YouTube, Twitter, Zune and Olo Cine, whatever that is. Alas, Vimplecom and Rogers On Demand remain available to overseas subscribers only.
Kinect owners will be able to move between channels with simple voice and gesture controls. We hope this will include saying, Sky News, activate! And volume, ascend! Making the sign of the cross to turn on songs of praise. Or turning off Matthew Wright's show by pumping your pumping your partially closed fist up and down while shouting wanker. Possibly.
That was beautifully read.
Yep.
And in an announcement cruelly overshadowed by Apple's launch, Nokia CEO Stephen Elop confirmed with Reuters that more than one Windows Phone handset will be released before the end of the year.
The first two handsets rumoured to be called the Sabre and C-Ray reportedly bear an uncanny resemblance to the Mi Goto Den N9, which is widely praised but never given a UK release. I can't read.
With Nokia World kicking off in London on October 26th, we'll be expecting a launch. Chances are we
don't
won't
get too,
be
too
disappointed.
Excited.
Not only is the new Kindle Fire substantially cheaper than the iPad 2, research company Ahis iSupply have deciphered that it's actually being sold at a $10 loss. Amazon is clearly confident in its ability to clear up on ebook, movie, and music sales, and who can blame it?
The e-tail giant now sells more ebooks than paperbacks, and its Amazon MP3 store is turning into a proper iTunes rival, as it's the new instant video department. It's the only company with a clout to go toe-to-toe with Apple's ecosystem. Still no word on a UK release date, though.
Poor sales figures and slashed prices. Nintendo has the cure. What?
That's a tricky sentence, and I don't blame you for completely fluffing it.
Bring out a white version of the 3DS. Well, it worked for Apple. The new white version of the Nintendo 3DS will be launched in Japan next month. Will it join the blue, black and red variants on UK shelves soon? We don't know.
But with Nintendo's champion Mario coming to the 3DS in the form of Super Mario 3D Land and a new 3D Mario Kart 7 also arriving in November, things seem to be looking up a bit for the 3D console.
Complete shambles that was.
Slick.
That's great.
Powerful news.
Come back, Dan.
Powerful news.
That was powerful news. I felt stirrings within me.
I felt the power, yeah.
As the news was
read. I got
read.
The power! Sorry.
I've actually come up with a whole new voice for doing news.
That's yeah, good. That was great. That.
Right, now we're obliged to do this, apparently. Moving on to your tweets and stuff. I asked.
Not the magazine.
No, never the magazine. Have you read it? It's terrible. I haven't read it, but somebody told me it was terrible. I don't think anyone reads it. Anyway, I asked a young person to log me onto the Facebook so I could put your comments onto this script using the cut and paste. All the tweets, well, normally it's tweets in this section, but all the tweets I could find, there were retweets of Steve Jobs tributes, which, although moving, just they were literally like, it would say bit.ly dot blah, 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 blah. And I just figured, well, Rhi and Adam aren't going to be able to read that out even, so I didn't. So the... There's not many tweets, but I did find this one tweet about something, though.
Yeah. That's me. at OMG ADHD, add dad. Duncan, great handling of a tricky discussion about Steve Jobs and Al Jazeera.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much, ADD Dad, for noticing that. It's good to know that somebody does watch Al Jazeera, which is an excellent channel. Yeah. Should I tell you the story?
Yes.
Should I tell you what he's alluding to there?
Yeah.
Well, you know when somebody dies, and usually you go on telly and talk about it, and they're like, what would you say was the most brilliant thing about this person? And then, you know, everybody says, well, it's very sad. Like, occasionally, if somebody like Robert Mugabe died tomorrow, I guess you'd have people saying, well, he was a monster.
Yeah.
And they might find a few people to say some nice words about him. But generally, when somebody, you know, a significant figure dies, everybody's very nice about him. Well, I was on Al Jazeera yesterday, and it was a kind of panel show with me in London in a darkened room, because that's how they do Al Jazeera. It's a bit like an Al Qaeda kidnap video. I'm just gonna say it.
I was like, oh, it's there. He's just gonna say. He's gonna go with it.
And then there was a guy in Paris, and he was called Mark Kaiser, I believe. And then there was a chap in Egypt. And the chap in Egypt, nice though he was, I don't think he knew who Steve Jobs was. I think he'd got him mixed up with Bill Gates, or possibly God, because he was ascribing. He basically said. He was saying that Steve Jobs had invented the personal computer, invented the internet, invented social networking, and was responsible for the Arab Spring pretty much single-handedly.
Was he not?
I hope not, because anyway. But the other guy, he was like, he was one of these people who is very, how can I put this politely? He's very keen on open source software and everything being kind of free and stuff. And he clearly thought that Jobs was pretty much Satan incarnate and was not shy about saying so. His opening remark, because the host was giving it, well, this great man, he created all these great things, revolutionized the tech landscape, the cultural landscape. What, your tribute to him, Mr. Scheisser, or whatever his name is in France. And he said, well, Apple's success is entirely built on government subsidies and by trampling on other people through their use of copyright legislation and built on Chinese slave labor in China, I might add. And that was like his opening gambit.
Jesus Christ.
Great.
I tell you what, you know the TV program has gone horribly wrong when I'm the voice of reason.
Yeah.
Which
it's
I had
just
to be.
Gone bad.
That's like I said, God bloody hell, I hope this guy doesn't turn up at my funeral. And that was pretty much the tone of the debate from that point onwards. So anyway, yeah, so that was good.
Well, that's good. Someone has said that you did it well.
Yeah, I mean,
Well,
that wasn't the reason why I put it in the script.
Oh, really?
No, it's just that was the only tweet that
tweet seemed. You could find.
Are we keeping you up, Rhi?
No.
She's
poorly. No.
Are you chewing?
No, I'm just really, really.
I'm trying to adopt a more authoritarian.
Sorry. You wouldn't do this if Dan was here, would you?
If you're chewing, if you bought one for everyone, go and stand at the back.
Substitute teachers here. Do what we like.
Okay, no, this is good. This is good. Oh, no, this one's for you. It's real. This is from the Facebook group.
Oh, from, yeah, from Facebook. Nilesh R. Palmer. Where is the podcast? Ah, yes, we know.
All caps.
All caps. Eight A's, six H's, and an R and a G. Well.
So where is the
podcast? Today we're going to try and... We're in force it. It into the feed today.
We've discovered what the problem is. Yeah. People would be glad to know. Apparently, we always try and put it up on a Friday, and we just discovered this week, 3 weeks after the redesign, that you can't, you're not supposed to put it up on a Friday. In fact, it bars you from doing that.
No, no, no. Basically, you can put it up on a Friday, but because the new site, basically the RSS feed that went and took the podcast to iTunes, it went tits up when we relaunched. Now they're trying to fix it, but we can't do a fix on a Friday.
Okay.
Because
no one cares.
You can't do a fix on a Friday.
Nobody works on a Friday.
That's
why we do the podcast on a Friday.
Yeah, because we can't do the fix on a Friday in case it goes wrong, and then it goes wrong all through the weekend.
Okay.
But yes, we figured out. Yeah, basically they're gonna basically turn the RSS feed back on.
Turn it off and turn it back on again, essentially.
Yeah.
And we learned a brilliant new expression. The way that it has to be done, because it's a Friday, which is a little late, is it has to be...
Forced
into the feed.
The podcast has to be forced into the feed.
I mean, it's radio, so you can't see us doing this, but we're making sort of quite vigorous...
Yeah, pushing motion.
Forcing. It makes you think of like some sort of veterinarian science, really, doesn't it? It makes like maybe silage
force
creation.
Force into
or,
the feed.
Or what
we
did you say?
Foie gras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand very little of what you two are on about at the moment because I've never done the podcast. Uploading.
You've never forced the feed?
I've never forced, not knowingly.
But you have forced a goose to consume food until its stomach distended. So that's what we thought. So basically the website is like a sort of pampered goose that's being constantly fed with food until it's massive and then we're going to eat it.
Yeah, basically that's what
we've now decided.
Lovely.
And the feed, the delicious feed that we're forcing down its gullet... is the tea-free podcast.
Yeah.
Which I imagine is how listeners kind of pretty much feel about it, particularly about this particular episode, I'd imagine. I don't know. Adam?
What? I don't understand what this is.
You've got
these
a
are
explosion.
Facebook things for you to read.
You've got to do them really fast. Funny.
What?
Oh, ignore the first one. That's boring. Oh. Go from Simon White.
I heard the name of the iPhone 4S because the S stands for shit. I thought they named it after you, iPhone 4, Simon White.
Not quite as good, but...
I heard it stands for same as the last one.
You're not reading out who said these tweets.
They know who wrote it. That was Harold Voice of. What?
And Oliver Kademi did the sort of meta tweet. Yeah. I thought they named it after you. That was good.
S stands for software. All about the inside, lol.
That's not even a joke, and he's put lol.
Lol.
At the end of it.
Well, perhaps he means lots of love. S stands for subterfuge. Smoke and mirrors, people. Smoke and mirrors.
Smiley face with a nose.
Smiley face with a massive nose.
Do you know when I know that something's going wrong with a... sort of comment, any sort of thing where people may leave comments upon the internet is where people who are leaving messages start addressing the world at large as people. That's one of the warning signs. Is when people will use the phrase straw man, that always sends me fleeing in the opposite direction. That's where you pretend that somebody having an argument with is making an argument that he's not actually making in order to demolish his actual argument.
I don't get that. What?
Okay, but if you ever see that on a website,
straw
flee.
Man.
I've actually never used the internet.
Well. That's wise. In fact, I could tell that by the way you just read that out. And finally, some good news to finish on. Andy Leon. Andy Leon just ordered my iPhone 4S. Good times.
Good times.
Rich
good
bastard.
Time. No, you
show off bastard.
You
rich right, mate.
Show off bastard.
You said let's go over this one because it's boring. From Dan Harding.
No, it's not that it's boring. It's just I wanted to have all the funny ones.
Okay, but he said, "Has anyone else tried on live yet?" Got to admit, it's pretty good. I'm going to be playing it this weekend. They're sending me one to test out. As I've just upgraded to Super Mega Matrix broadband, so I'm going to...
Oh, wow. Are you going to plug in?
I'm going to plug
Super
in
Mega Matrix broadband.
And use lots of HD content and game and streaming and stuff.
If you've got a really fast connection, it's really good.
Yeah.
If you've got a not-so-fast connection, it's not so good.
Well, I'm now paying for 40 meg broadband, and I tested it at 14 meg.
Mm.
Which isn't quite...
But 14 is quite fast.
Yeah, it used to be 2, so that's...
Exactly.
What was that meant to be? Seven times, but eight.
Yeah. Isn't it weird? Wouldn't it be nice if people just sold broadband at the speed you actually got?
Yeah, why don't...
Is that a crazy idea? Yeah, am I crazy for dreaming
I
that?
Don't know.
I am never going to get 40 megabytes per second, am I?
No, ever. Never, ever.
Unlikely. I mean, I've got Virgin, and that's fibre optic, which I always thought technically meant it would actually be the speed. But again, it never really is.
Yeah, that's... I'm fibre optic now, and it's still 14.
Oh, check out you two and your fibre optics.
She's got optic envy.
So anyway, not all that remains for me to say. The next thing that it remains for me to say is, Ree, what is your gadget of the week?
Thanks, Dunk. Today my gadget of the week is the HTC Sensation XL, which I saw yesterday.
Mm. What's the XL stand for?
Beats. Extra large.
It stands for Beats.
No, it doesn't.
Don't ask questions.
Is it extra large Beats?
No.
Because when youths say large, they mean like good.
Sick means good also.
And wicked.
Great, thanks for that.
All words actually mean bad. Wicked, it's just like, sick.
Yeah.
Ill.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Right. Ooh, birthday card. You just got birthday cards in your head. So the HTC Sensation XL, which I saw yesterday, it's got a 4.7-inch screen.
Oh, that
it's
is quite
got,
large.
Yeah, see? It's massive.
Almost too large.
Could you hold it in a human hand?
Well, the guy, Johnny, I want to say Bovine, but it's not Bovine.
Jimmy Iovine. Massive gobshite record producer, Jimmy Iovine.
He had one, and it looked like he had the HTC flyer in his pocket, but it was the phone. It's massive. Like, the phone is huge.
You know I'm not a fan of this whole trend of making phones enormous.
It's massive.
Don't get it.
So, do you remember they had that Windows phone, when HTC had that Windows phone?
Oh, before it was Windows Phone 7, they had that.
Yeah, that do I remember huge that? Enormous one.
Do you remember Toshiba did a massive phone as well? It was also Windows
it's
phone.
It's that size. It's huge.
Like the Dell Streak or whatever it was called. That was pretty humongous.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's not that big. And it's got Beats in it, so it's got Beats.
You sound like my mum now.
It's got Beats and Tings.
It comes packing the Beats.
I suppose what we all want to know is, was the audio on this phone significantly better as a result of Dr. Dre having personally handmade it?
I met Dr. Dre and he said that he made the phone that I was actually listening to.
Oh, you got more than three words out of him. Congratulations.
He's
a taciturn fella.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. Rapper.
For a rapper.
The guy's a rapper.
Did he have
that? He never speaks.
Did he have that mask on?
He looks really old.
He is really old.
Is he really old?
Yeah, he does loads of working out as well, which I think ages you.
Did he have the mask on? The mask that he wears whilst he makes HP laptops in a spaceship?
Oh, no, he didn't have that on. Well, I had a hat on, though.
Well, that's health and safety again, because you've got a lot of, solder and stuff floating around the air. Dr. Dre doesn't want to get solder and arsenic in his lungs.
Yeah. Looks like it's all in his eyes. It's really...
He should wear goggles as well.
He does look like he's, like, very in pain.
Very intense work making laptops.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
One at a time,
The guy's an
slowly.
Artist, you know. He's never really done manual labour.
Adam's face then was amazing.
Stupid advert.
It is a pretty stupid.
He's probably pissed off because, like I say, he's not wearing goggles. So he's thinking, when's the inspector going to come round and close down this production line that I'm working on? Because all I've been given is this. I've been given a mask, to be fair, but where's my goggles?
Not a time effective way to make laptops.
No, but gadget
I think
of the
we can
week.
All agree on that.
Gadget was the week is the Sensation XL. It's out November 2nd, and there's a
Hang
video.
Hang on, you didn't answer
up.
My question.
What was the question?
Was it good at the beats?
Was
yes,
the audio?
It was good.
Oh, okay. Would you describe the audio?
Bassy.
Crisp?
Crisp.
Crisp and bassy. Would you describe the bassy as punchy or
punchy.
Booming?
Punchy.
Punchy and booming?
Yeah.
Is it preloaded with JLS wallpapers?
No.
Does it come with decent headphones?
Yes, it comes with a pair of iBeats.
That's all right then.
With a phone.
That's all right then. Oh, as you were.
That's 2nd of November. Thank you very much.
What a superb critique. Well, thank you very much, Ree. That was a marvellous gadget of the week. Finally...
How long is this podcast?
Very long. The T3 Awards take place this Monday. The T3 Awards take place this Monday. Adam, what will T3.com, the website for which you work, be doing to commemorate Well, technically, I work for the magazine.
I've bought a purple suit.
Have you really?
I didn't mean what you personally. Okay, but that is good.
That's what I'm going to be doing. Okay. Wearing a purple suit, like a Willy Wonka.
Shut up.
It's in the office, I'll show you.
Have you got a purple top hat as well?
No, it look a lot more purple in the shop than it does in real life.
Okay.
Because of their weird lights.
But yeah, because they always make things look more purple in shops.
That's a
number of times I've been caught out by that.
That's pretty much what I'm going to be doing for the awards.
Why have you bought it?
I was thinking, to be honest, although I'm not saying that's not fascinating, but I was thinking more along the lines of, will there be some kind of live stream?
Yes. Won't be a live stream. There will be a video dedicated to Adam's
suit. I'll be wearing a helmet
suit.
Cam the whole evening.
Yeah, we're going
just
over
on your suit.
Just me at the bar.
And now we're going over to Bunker Cam. Look at the purpleness of that.
Oh, he's on the floor in the toilet.
Seems to be in a pool of vivid green.
That'll ruin his purple suit.
Although a lovely colour combination.
So we'll be doing lots of the tweets, will we not?
And yeah, there'll lots be of tweets
of
and
updating
news.
The website, updating the T3 microsite,
pictures,
and news, pictures.
The video we'll have.
Constant assault on the senses.
Would it be fair to say that if you absolutely want to find out who's won the awards, the fastest, and then get the most in-depth coverage of those award winners, their acceptance speech, all the rest of it. Would it be fair to say that sitting at t3.com repeatedly clicking refresh and clicking through lots of links would be a good thing?
Definitely.
If you click all the links,
every link
you
on
can
the
see,
page,
yes.
Yeah.
And then go back and do it all again.
Yes, and tell all your friends to do it,
open
particularly
link,
if they live in Britain.
Yeah. Open
because although
link,
worldwide,
open link in new tab
good,
as well. So
UK
you just keep, if you open link in new tab, you can have loads open in the same.
Yeah, and then you can browse them at your
window,
leisure.
Yeah.
Good.
If you press Control F5, that's quite a quick, easy way to do it.
Or if you're on a PC, some other combination. Is it too late to cast just one more vote?
It is. Unless you want to do it now, here. Do you want to vote now?
No, it was kind of a rhetorical question, because I knew you couldn't.
Lines are closed, voters will still be charged.
Yeah. Do feel free to continue using the 50 pence per text premium entry line, though.
And feel free to, browse the awards website.
Yeah, if you want to look through the awards website and pretend you're
it.
Voting, by all means.
Yes.
You can email us. It won't count for anything.
Any late... If you wanted to vote very heavily for the iPhone 4S, so...
Yeah.
Feel free to do that.
Last minute entry.
It won't do you any good.
But before you do that, obviously, read everything we've written about the 4S before making your decision.
Yes.
Click the links.
Clicking through lots of links. Okay, well, that's all we have time for. You'll be delighted. You can find us on iTunes most weeks. Well, some weeks. Well, you used to be able to find us on iTunes. T3.com is on the internet on a constant rolling basis. A new issue of T3 Magazine and T3 The iPad Edition hit the shelves and the iPad, respectively, next Thursday. We are the T3 Podcast. Farewell.